Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. The words of Ecclesiastes, David's son, king in Jerusalem. Nothing but vapor, Ecclesiastes said. Totally vapor. Everything is just vapor that vanishes. What does anyone gain by all his hard work at which he works hard under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth keeps standing forever. The sun rises and the sun sets. It hurries back, panting and out of breath, to its starting point, where it rises again. The wind goes round and round, blowing south, then blowing north. The wind keeps going around in circles. All streams keep flowing to the sea, but the sea is never full. The streams keep coming back to the same place, and then they flow out again. Everything is tedious and tiresome, more than one can tell. No eye ever sees enough, and no ear ever gets its fill of hearing. Whatever has been is what will be again, and whatever has already been done is what will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. Is there a single thing about which one can say, "Look, this is new"? It was already here ages ago, long before us. No one remembers the people who came before us. And as for those who are coming after they are gone, no one will remember them either. I, Ecclesiastes, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem. I applied my heart to seek out and explore with wisdom everything done under the sky. What a burdensome task God has given the children of Adam to keep them busy. I have seen all the actions done under the sun, and look, it is all nothing but vapor. It is all chasing the wind. Whatever is crooked cannot be straightened. Whatever is not there cannot be counted. I thought in my heart, look, I have become great and accumulated more wisdom than anyone ruling over Jerusalem before me. My mind has absorbed so much wisdom and knowledge. I applied my heart to understand wisdom and knowledge, madness and stupidity. I realized that this too is chasing the wind. In fact, with much wisdom comes much frustration. The more knowledge, the more pain. Chapter 2. I thought in my heart, go ahead, test yourself with pleasure to see what is good. But oh, that too is vapor. About laughter, I said, madness. About pleasure, what good is it? As my heart kept guiding me with wisdom, I put it to work researching how to relax my body with wine and how to grasp why people do stupid things. My goal was to see what was good for people to do under the sky during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself, and I planted every kind of fruit tree in them. I made reservoirs of water for myself to irrigate a forest of sprouting trees. I acquired male and female servants. I also had slaves that were born in my own house. Livestock, too. I had more herds and flocks than anyone before me in Jerusalem. I piled up silver and gold for myself, as well as treasures from kings and provinces. I acquired male singers and female singers for myself, and what gives great pleasure to men, one concubine after another. So I became great, and I surpassed all who were in Jerusalem before me. Nevertheless, my wisdom still stayed with me. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not withhold from them. I did not hold my heart back from any pleasure. My heart even took pleasure in all my hard work. This was what I got from all my hard work. But when I turned my attention to everything that my hands had done, and to how hard I had worked for it. Note this, it was all vapor, all chasing the wind. There was no benefit under the sun. I turned my attention to consider wisdom, madness, and stupidity, for what will the man do who will succeed the king? Only what has already been done. I saw wisdom is better than stupidity, as light is better than darkness. The wise man has eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I also know that one fate meets them all. So I said in my heart, The same fate that meets the fool will also meet me. So why then have I been overly wise? So I said in my heart, this too is just vapor. No one will remember the wise man or the fool for long. In days to come, all of them will already be forgotten. How does the wise man die? Just like the fool. So I hated life, because the work done under the sun was so frustrating for me, because everything is vapor and chasing the wind. I also hated all the results of my hard work, for which I had worked so hard under the sun, since I must leave it all to the man who comes after me. And who knows, will he be wise or a fool? Yet he will have control over all the results of my hard work, for which I worked so hard and so wisely under the sun. This too is vapor that vanishes. So I changed my course, and my heart began to despair over all my hard work at which I worked so hard under the sun. Sure, there may be a man who has worked hard, wisely, aptly, and skillfully, but he must hand over whatever he accumulated by all his hard work to a man who has not worked hard for it. This too is vapor. It's so unfair. For what does a man gain through all his hard work, through all the turmoil in his heart as he works so hard under the sun? Pain fills all his days. His occupation is frustration. Even at night, his heart does not rest. This, too, is vapor. There is nothing better for a man than to eat and to drink and to find joy in his work. This, too, I saw, is from God's hand. For who can eat or enjoy himself apart from him? Yes, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness to the man whom he considers good. But to the person who goes on sinning, God gives the task of gathering and collecting, but only so that he can give it all to a person whom God considers good. This too is vapor, nothing but chasing wind.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.